In the presentation, we saw how we can use the discounted cash flow model to predict bond valuations. And we used two present value tables, whereas in chapter four, we only used the one, and the one that we used is the one on the right-hand side in chapter four. And we use it again in this chapter when we calculate the present value of the principal repayment, the one-time payment at the end of the bond's term. However, we're going to get interest payments every year for the next 10 years, 20, 30 years. So we don't want to have to go year one, year two, year three, year four, do 30 calculations. We can use this new table, this new present value table, which calculates the present value of a stream of payments. And so it basically turns into the same formula. Instead of the present value of the dividend income, we're using the present value of the interest income. Instead of the present value of the stock price when we predicted stock price when we are finishing our prediction, our calculation, 3, 4, 5 years, we're using the principal repayment. And what we find is because bonds are fixed, and in general, they do pay their interest and pay back their principal, bond calculations tend to be very predictable. But eventually that gets really tiresome and boring, and that's why there are spreadsheets. So we have a spreadsheet, and this spreadsheet is essentially using the it's more than it is using the example that we did in the presentation of Charter Communications. So here are all the gray areas, and that's the information you put in. And notice that yes, it's only been a few days since we did this, so the price is basically the same. But the quote on FINRA was Financial Industry Regulatory Authority was 888.24, and so it's paying 4.4%. So that turns out to be a current yield of 4.94%. It matures in 9 years, and notice that it started at 9.001. Now it's 8.991. It does it to the day. It was priced to yield 6.02. The principal is always 1,000 in our class. Rating BBB minus, which means it's pretty darn close to being called junk, non-investment grade, and it is callable. So the annual payments, which is what we used using the present value tables, are giving us, notice if you remember the presentation, it was 299, whatever. And it's a few cents off. Why is that? Well, first of all, it's a few more days. It's what is it? Today's April 4th. So, and plus they're using a lot more than just 3 digits of accuracy. The calculator, the spreadsheet is using 20 digits of accuracy. And then the present value of the principal repayment, 591.20. So it's saying the bond should be worth about 889.99, and very close to what the quote is. Of course, it's a BBB bond, so it's a little less credit head, not as good as AA, no triple A's, and are very few triple A's anymore. So that's why it actually is, about a dollar less. Now, the reality is that we're getting our money every 6 months, so we really should do semi-annual payments of $22. Means instead of $44 once a year, we're getting $22 twice a year. And that means we're getting our money a little bit sooner, so it's going to be worth a little bit more. Using the semi-annual, it says that that present value of the stream of interest payments is really worth $302.10. So it winds up being $893.30, the bond's predicted value, which is a, and that makes more sense. That's about what, $5 more than the quote. So people are saying, yeah, I'll buy your bond, but I want a little bit of a discount because this thing is in bad sh not bad shape, but BBB minus. That's pretty scary. That means they're one step more and they're in junk bond status, not investment grade. And when that happens, it's not good. It's not good because then mutual funds and other investors who would never buy a non-investment grade bond, a distressed bond, speculative bond, a junk bond, would stay far away from it. Plus, some mutual funds say, you know, if we're not going to have any of these bonds, so they would be forced to sell. So, yeah, you don't want to be in my humble opinion, you don't want to be in junk status. So play with this. Do quotes. Look at some quotes using FINRA and put in the calculator and see how close it gets to the actual price. Yeah, bonds are boring. Thank you, dear students. We're so proud of you. Think of how much you've learned. You are now investment gurus.